The sixth aliyah of Parshas Tzav begins with Moshe continuing the process of the miluim. The Gemara Maseches Vachim on Daf Kuf Beis and Aleph has a machlokas as to whether Moshe served as a kohen only for the miluim process, or whether he retained that status even afterwards, even though he didn't pass that status on to his children. The pasuk says here, "V'yismichu Aaron uvanav esidehem al rosh ha'ayil," that Aaron and his sons did smicha, laid their hands on the head of the ram of the ayil. And the Azayim Latorah explains that the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa HaKarbanos in Perek Gimel Halacha Tazvav points out that the vidui is not done with the korban shlomim. So therefore, since it wasn't vidui, but rather it was just words of praise, of shevach, therefore that is something that is less personal and can be done together, and that's why the pasuk talks about them doing this together. Pasuk Chaf Gimel begins with the word Vayishchat, and there is a shalsheles on this word. And there's a fascinating discussion in the Sefer Paras Yosef and in the Sefer Otzer Plaus HaTorah, where they note that there was some debate surrounding the question of whether a shochet was an appropriate choice to be a chazan. And they pointed out that there's a remez here, there's an allusion to the idea that a shochet is appropriate to be a chazan, because here, this is one of the few places in the Torah that there's a shalsheles, and a shalsheles is such a musical note that that word, shochet, vayishchat, connected with that note, seems to indicate that they are an appropriate combination. The pasuk continues to describe placing blood on various body parts of the kohen, of the right ear and the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of the right foot. And the Aznayim Torah notes that while the big day kahuna are a crucial part of the sanctity of the kohen, there needs also to be a way to sanctify the uncovered parts of the body, and therefore this is how that sanctity is conferred. The next pasuk, pasuk of Dalet, describes also the zrikas adam taking place after that, and the Aznayim Torah notes regarding that, that when it comes to the Metzora, you have both of those things happening, but in the reverse order. And he brings various proofs that there's a higher level of Kedusha when the placing of the blood on the body comes before the Zrika. And he explains that that's because the creation of Kedusha's Kahuna requires a higher level of Kedusha, as opposed to the process of the Metzora, which is just about restoring someone to the level that they can be brought back into Machane Yisrael. It doesn't require the same level of holiness, so therefore it's the reverse procedure. In Pasuk Chaf Ches, Rashi points out that throughout the process of the Miluim, Moshe was serving in Big Day Lavan, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The Taras Kohanim adds that he was doing this as a Kohen Gadol, which Rashi doesn't mention. And the Lubavitch Rebbe, in one of his sichos, explains that it was actually a different symbolism, that Moshe was acting specifically in his capacity as one who hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word directly. In Pasuk Chaf Tes, we read about Moshe taking the chaza, the breast, and one might wonder, as the Maharal notes, what about the shok that the Kohen normally takes as well? And they explain that that's actually a different concept, that the shok goes to the Kohen as part of the Matnas Kahuna, and Moshe wasn't a Kohen in that sense that it was really appropriate for him to take the Matnas Kahuna. But here, the chaza is coming to him as part of the process of the Korban, and being that Moshe was functioning in the role of the Kohen as the Vesimei HaMiluim progressed, it made sense for him to take the chaza in that capacity.